This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 8th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Turn next to item 4 on our agenda, which is draft final rules and explanation and justification for Reg 2016-04, technical amendments to 2016 CFR. We have Gene Lynch and Bob Knopp from the Office of General Counsel to give a presentation on this matter. And good morning. And when you're ready, please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you use agenda document number 16-71-A for Reg 2016-04, technical amendments to the 2016 CFR. This document contains a number of technical non-substantive corrections to Chapter 11 of the Code of Federal Regulations. These corrections will appear in the 2017 printing of the paper CFR and within a few days of publication in the eCFR. I'm available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you for that presentation. Are there any questions of counsel or any discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question about the Oxford comma.
I'm a big believer in it, by the way.
So am I. I note that we are amending 100.155 to add the comma after creating. Let's see, where is that? But the phrase is creating, maintaining, or hosting a website. So my question is, since I'm a great believer in the Oxford comma, whether we should not at the same time add a comma after maintaining.
If I may, we should. The reason we are not proposing that here is because there's a parallel provision at 100.94, and the parallel provision does not have the Oxford comma. So the choice was, we thought, either to propose changing both. Or
I think we should change both.
You'll have no objection from OGC on that.
Unless it's a, I know different publications have their own style book. Does the Federal Register have an opposition to the Oxford comma?
No, and the Commission's regulations are not consistent throughout in their use of the Oxford comma.
Well, I would move that we amend this document to include the addition of that Oxford comma after maintaining in both of those places.
And I would heartily support that. For those who say that the Commission cannot agree on things, here is a matter of weighty substance that I will enthusiastically support. One further issue that I'd like to identify, and this is with respect to Section 300.13. The proposal is to remove paragraph C, which deals with the transitional reporting rules for the non-federal accounts that parties once had pre- McCain-Feingold. It would appear that the same rationale for deleting that paragraph would also extend to paragraph B, which is the termination report for the non-federal accounts. And so while we're in the process of cleaning up the regs, I would propose that we also remove paragraph B of section 300.13.
Okay, that would be fine with OGC.
Is there any further discussion on this document? If none, do we have a motion?
I'll just make a motion consistent with our conversation.
I think that should be sufficient.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the draft final rules. Excuse me. I move to approve Reg 2016-04, technical amendments and corrections, agenda document number 16-71A, as amended based upon the discussion we've just had.
Is there any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Lynch. Mr. Knopp.
Thank you.